From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. The Libertarian candidate for governor is getting some attention in a race where there's little excitement about the frontrunners. Adrian Wiley is former chairman of the Libertarian Party of Florida and a former syndicated radio host. Aside from campaigning, he owns an IT consulting firm. He may not get a lot of votes, but he might impact the race. His name is being included in polls like Quinnipiac. Adrian Wiley joins us via Skype from his campaign headquarters in Newport Richey outside of Tampa. Adrian, this is your first run for office. Why do you want to be governor of Florida?
You know, I ran for this office because I got tired of the corruption in state politics. I got tired and angry at the direction that the Republicans and Democrats were taking our state, taking our country. And I decided that if I was, you know, sit around and complain, I'm not doing any good. I needed to stand up and do something about it. So saying that I want to be governor, basically, I just want to fix the government and then go home and live my life. So that's really my objective. It's more of a duty than anything else.
How do you get your message out when you have little name recognition and there's no way to compete with the top two candidates in terms of funding?
The first thing to know is we're never going to have $50 or $100 million like the other guys because we're not for sale to the special interests or the crony corporatists. But, you know, it's amazing. We're finding that we don't need the big money to run negative attack ads. Now, we probably will be running TV ads in October, but we will never have the money to run three every commercial break like the other two guys are doing. So we are really relying on the grassroots, on social media, on the mainstream media to treat this as a three-way race. And I think that all we need to do is reach out through the grassroots. We're just offering economic freedom and individual liberty, and that platform sells universally to virtually all people.
Now, to be fair, you are not the first candidate to say you can't be bought, that you're not beholden to special interests. Why should we believe you?
You know, when someone is generating hundreds of millions of dollars in campaign contributions from PACs and from corporate entities and things like that, they are not immune from special interests. We're getting donations from individuals. Nobody's trying to buy us because they know we're not for sale. Day one, I will instruct the IT department to set up a webcam in the governor's office so that any meeting that I have with any special interest group, any legislator, any lobbyist will be streamed live on the internet for everyone to see.
We have some new poll numbers. The latest Quinnipiac University poll shows Rick Scott and Charlie Crist are virtually tied, and you are pulling in around 8% support. Quinnipiac Assistant Polling Director Peter Brown says your voters may make the difference.
At this stage, it doesn't look like Mr. Wiley's competitive to win, but his voters could make the winner. And the big question is, will those who tell us today that they're going to vote for Mr. Wiley actually vote for Mr. Wiley? And if they don't vote for Mr. Wiley, will they stay at home, or will they vote for one of the two major party candidates?
So some will say that you're just a spoiler and should get out of the race. What do you say to that?
Well, here's the thing. I wouldn't be in this race if I didn't believe we had a legitimate chance of winning. Now, granted, yes, I'm a long shot. You know, if you like what I have to say, go out and spread the word. But keep in mind that it only takes 33.4% to win the election in a three-way race. Jesse Ventura, for example, is a Reform Party candidate. He was polling at 10% 1 month before the debates, and he ended up winning the governor's election. So it's going to really depend on the people of Florida to stop voting out of fear. Vote for someone who you truly believe in. Vote for someone who your philosophies and your beliefs most closely align with. And I truly believe that if the people of Florida do that, I will be the next governor of Florida.
Thank you for speaking with us.
I appreciate you giving us some time.
Adrian Wiley is the Libertarian candidate for Florida governor. From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.